Karate Princess to the Rescue, written by Jeremy Strong and read by Leslie Sharp.
Chapter 1. Bad News from Tobishima. Plink, plonk, crunch. Plunk, plank, crash, bang. This strange mishmash of noise was quickly followed by a scream of rage. Princess Belinda erupted from the piano stool and stamped up and down the room. I hate the piano, she seethed. It's a stupid instrument. The Queen eyed her daughter fondly. Never mind, dear. I'm sure there are lots of easier instruments to learn. This remark only annoyed Belinda more. She swung round, eyes glaring. I see. So you think the piano is too difficult for me, do you? It's not me that's stupid, it's the piano. Of course it is, dear, the Queen went on mildly. I was simply pointing out that there are easier instruments. The triangle, for example. Why don't you learn the triangle? Princess Belinda drew herself up to her full height, which was not very tall, and fixed her mother with a withering look. She took a deep breath. One more go, she muttered. One more go, just to show you that I can do it. Belinda fetched the piano stool from where she had last kicked it, halfway up the grand staircase, and sat down. Screwing up her face into an intense mask of concentration, she began to push the piano keys with her fingers. Plink, plink, plunk, scrunch. Plonk, plink, plonk, spludge. This time the stool went all the way to the top of the grand staircase as Belinda leapt to her feet. Her hands slowly circled the air, palms and fingers held out flat and straight. Belinda drew breath sharply and closed in on the huge three-legged piano monster. The Queen was also on her feet. Oh dear, she murmured. She had seen her daughter like this before and knew just what it meant. Belinda, darling, she began hastily, I know the piano has been rather difficult, but don't you... But it was no use. Her voice was drowned out by a deafening bang as Belinda spun on one foot and launched a devastating series of high karate kicks at the unfortunate instrument. It plunged to its belly as the legs splintered. Belinda jumped back, drawing power back into her hands. Her right hand flashed in a mighty curve and chopped the huge belly in half. 100 piano wires snapped and pinged off in different directions. 100 keys flew like an exploding chip basket and clattered across the palace floor. Belinda bowed deeply to the dead beast and calmly sat down in an armchair, hardly even panting. A smile came to her face. Her mother stood by the wrecked piano and shook her head. Oh, dear. You know, Belinda, I thought karate was supposed to teach you patience and control. I'm afraid your father isn't going to be pleased when he sees what you've done. That's 2 violins, a trombone, a double bass, and a piano you've destroyed in less than a week. I don't care. I've given up, said Belinda. It was a stupid idea of Hubert's anyway. I don't know why I went along with it. First of all, he tried to get me to paint. Just because he's an artist, he thinks everyone else can be too. You did manage to prove him wrong quite quickly, the Queen pointed out. Well, he never said you only had to squeeze those tubes of paint gently. It wasn't my fault the crimson went straight in his eye. No, of course it wasn't, dear. And after all, he did forgive you, didn't he? But I think it was later on, when you somehow managed to squeeze charcoal black in his ear, yellow all down his front, and shampoo his hair with the leaf green, that he began to lose his patience. Belinda snorted. It was his own stupid fault. Why am I doing this for him, anyway? Why am I trying to please him? An enormously soppy smile spread across the Queen's face. Belinda took one look and rolled her eyes. No, Mother, I am not in love with Hubert, and I never shall be in love with Hubert, and I am not going to marry him or anyone else, ever. Men are so... stupid,